Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:44. Last week, the government said that the tax cutting package in the October budget would be €1.5 billion, but that almost two thirds of that would go to the hospitality sector in order to cut VAT rates back down to 9%. My next guest will be one of the beneficiaries of that, but because all his clients are companies, won't be doing any profit taking, he assures me. He runs the entertainment and catering business. Entertainment and catering for business tourists from all over the world. He even provides the catering for the movie sets, such as the TV series Wednesday. And Ireland now earns around €1 billion a year from business tourism. Andrew Rudd is the owner of Medley. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Tell us more about Medley.
Well, Medley has been in existence for 14 years, 10 years where we are at the moment in the old Irish Times building. And it was set up initially
on Fleet Street.
On Fleet Street, yeah. Mm. So, but I named Fleet Street East because Temple Bar is also Fleet Street. And I wanted to differentiate between Temple Bar and where we are now, which is a little bit off the beaten track, opposite Bowes Pub.
A very different type of tourist.
Very different type of tourist. But we, when we set up, initially we were doing the odd wedding, the odd private party. Mm. But then we ventured into business tourism, of which you mentioned is worth over €1 billion now. Mm. Obviously, it took a bit of a hit during COVID. Mm. And we all had to kind of pivot and realign what we were doing. But I work very closely with Fáilte Ireland and Tourism Ireland. And there's two big business shows they do every year in IMEX and IBTM, so which is basically Barcelona and Frankfurt. And I was in Frankfurt in March, actually May. And, you know, we were encouraging business tourists to come to Ireland.
What do business tourists want differently from the ordinary tourist?
Conferencing, incentive travel. So incentive travel, for instance, would be, let's say you work for an agricultural cooperative in the US and you have your salary and you have your bonus. The top tier employees get an additional bonus of traveling to a location anywhere around the world.
If they meet their targets.
If they meet their targets, if they exceed their targets. Mm. Ireland is one of the biggest destinations in Europe for incentive travel.
Oh.
So I'm a member of an organization.
Do they bolt on a conference as well?
Very often they would. So I'm a member of an organization called SITE, which is the Society of Incentive Travel. Mm. And we just had our summer party recently and we all get on great. And it's the hospitality and hotel industry. But we do a lot of kind of overground incentive. So I was down in Clare in the Cliffs of Moher recently with Orange Works, and they do kind of, they have the Grenadier Jeeps and they bring people on tours.
Now, Orange Works different from the Orange Order. What is the
Orange Works do kind of like, they do a lot of team building, but they also do overground experiences in Jeeps, the Grenadier Jeep. So you get picked up, for example, in this instance, helicopters came from Adair Manor. Mm. They landed in County Clare. They're collected by Orange Works. They get dropped to the Cliffs of Moher where we have a stretch tent and I'm doing beef and lobster looking out over the cliffs. We had 45 people.
This sounds as if they've got a fair budget.
These clients have huge budgets. The budgets would vary from 3,500 per person up to anything like 30,000 per person. Gosh. But these are big companies. So Ireland is a massive destination and I have a little slice of that.
Which is providing sometimes the food.
We always would provide the food and very often we would curate events for a lot of incentive travel groups as well. But incentive travel is just one part of it. You also have conferencing. Mm. You also have gala dinners. The aircraft industry, for instance, have a huge conference in Dublin in January. Mm. And, you know, you would have a huge number of people. So that's a big spend. When January is, you know, revenue is down, it's just after Christmas, people have little money.
It's an important bit of money.
It's an important part of it. And Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland are very responsible for working on that.
Let me bring you briefly to the VAT thing. You're currently paying, what, 13%?
We're currently on 13.5%.
13.5%. Yeah. And the proposal is, it's not confirmed in the budget, is to bring it back down to 9%. Here's the question. Is it fair that one sector gets two-thirds of the potential tax package?
Well, there's 200,000 people working in that industry. Mm. And we've had 600 closures, you know, since COVID. Mm. You know, there's a lot of closures happening. If anything, it gives breathing space, but it allows people to, you know, to pivot their businesses, to retain margin, and to allow them to grow in a very, very difficult sector.
But you mentioned a very important thing about retaining margin. A lot of people are concerned that publicans and some hoteliers, instead of lowering prices for the end user, will retain margin, as you say.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to consider Temple Bar is a very different proposition to a lot of other you know, other industries and organisations working in hospitality.
I know, £11 a pint.
Euros a pint. And it wouldn't even be that. I mean, I'm €6 a pint of Guinness, or actually €6.90, and I'm literally, you know, 100 metres away from Temple Bar.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful. But I mean, that's the 23% VAT. Mm. It's the food, which is an important and integral part of any food business and in hospitality. My view is that, you know, that cost, unless it's, you know, unless you're paying extortionate prices, should be retained by hospitality, because it's the only way to retain margin. Margins are very, very difficult with rising costs.
I suspect that's not a popular view out there, but it is a very legitimate one. And of course, because you're selling to businesses, you can't gouge in any way.
Yeah, and I mean, in our case, you know, we charge, everything is net of VAT. So everything's plus VAT. So when we had the last change in VAT rate, we would have contacted all of our clients and said, listen, there's going to be a change in VAT rate. Are you happy that the VAT rate is going to go up? Because we would negotiate prices based on the number of people. And a lot of our events are booked well in advance. So you might have 150 people doing a conference, and you have a food spend, you have the beer spend, you have the AV spend, and potentially then the staff spend on top of that. So we would make it very, very clear that everything is net of VAT. And it also applies to people that, you know, are having
weddings.
Which
companies would expect anyway?
They would expect it, yes.
Now, talk to me about Wednesday. You're providing the food for the likes of Jenny Ortega and Luis Guzman, one of my favourite actors, and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, he is so much fun. He's so much fun. They were lovely. And that happened.
And are they filming at the moment?
No, they're not. No. So basically, I was brought in last March to do food for the cast because they filmed season one in Romania. And a lot of the cast weren't eating. And it's not that Romanian food isn't good. For whatever reason, whatever the caterer, whoever the caterer was, they weren't doing it for the cast and the crew.
But they didn't move from Romania just for the food.
No, they didn't. You know, there's all sorts of tax incentives.
Right.
And,
yeah,
you know, it was brought in. And Ireland have a huge number of, you know, kind of, they have crew which are world class, you know, between, you know, camera and sound and, you know, even coming down to costumes and the engineers and the carpenters rebuilding sets.
And I read in today's paper, it's in today's Independent and Herald, that the issue that they face is our grass is too green for this, for the colouring that they wanted. For they wanted more kind of sepia and colourless, and our problem is we're too
green. I know,
crazy.
I saw that as well, and it was funny because a lot of the night shoots that we would have to do as well and provide food, they'd bring in smoke and they'd have these smoke machines, and it was just extraordinary watching it and being part of it, and I was just honoured to be allowed to work with these guys.
Superb. Andrew, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Look, with that is Andrew Rudd, the owner of Medley, and numerous food truck events as well in business tourism.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.